The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Kindly state your name.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Well, I think these guys are pretty darn dope.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
What?
A Gao Media station.
Are we on the air?
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. It's 7 o'clock here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. Raheel returns today, right? He's back. Lazy is back. And so we got him today, tomorrow. No Charlie, though, right? So were you and Raheel going to do the Charlie show?
Raheel doesn't sully himself with that anymore.
Oh, he's not one of the unsullied?
Oh, he's...
Yeah. He's one of the unsullied?
Yeah, he's petty. He's unsullied.
No, you see, he won't do it because he's like, I don't know. You're going to pay me?
Okay.
You know what Dell's doing? Building his brand.
Not really. He just got to do it because they told him to.
No, I got paid the last time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, Raheel, you're paid?
Shh, don't tell Raheel.
Oh, don't say it.
Don't say anything to
Raheel. Now he gets nothing and he likes it. How's that taste?
I don't
know. Now you get nothing and like it.
Like he was all week.
Yeah, and you know what? He could use a little extra because he got nothing. Nothing for him. Nothing. Welcome into the show. Not a hell of a lot going on. Other than, I guess, Andrew Luck yesterday was asked about, on his conference call, about the Texans' run. And he's like, yeah, I know. I guess I know that they've won 9 in a row, but I have no idea how. We're kind of busy over here. And, I understand that's the case. But he's been watching, obviously. He's been watching the Texans' defense.
Who's Andrew?
Andrew.
Yeah, he wouldn't have watched any Texans' offense.
No.
There's no reason.
Why would he? Maybe the Texans' Monday night game against the Titans.
Yeah, only if he's watching on TV.
Yeah.
Is the only way. Because the film cut-ups, he doesn't get any.
Well, and I would imagine, you got him a couple weeks from now. Let's watch the game, see what happens. And let's see how the division is working up. Tonight is Titans Jags, no? It's the least advertised Thursday night ever. It's Titans Jags.
That's who plays today?
Yeah.
Just cancel. I swear to God, I thought they didn't have a game this week.
It's kind of a big deal.
Oh, because fantasy is it's a big week in fantasy football.
Well, no. That's not why. If the Titans lose, they're out of it. They're done.
Oh, okay. I thought it's because this is the last weekend of the regular season of fantasy football. If you really want to know the truth, that's substantially bigger than Titans-Jags.
Last week of the regular season
of fantasy football is probably 176 times bigger than Jags versus Titans.
Well, but here's the deal, too. Other than Fournette, who's in this game that you actually have? Corey Davis, I guess.
Oh, man, that's a good point.
Nobody. Who are you going to get? Mariota?
Titans defense. You may still have the Jags defense, maybe, if you picked him up after a bye.
Mm. If you had him last week, you did pretty good.
You could have...
Who? Corey Davis and Leonard Fournette.
Is there no wide receivers, nothing for Jacksonville? No, why would you have wide receivers? Do you have Bortles?
No. Bortles? You're not still playing if you have Bortles. You're not still caring.
What about Delanie Walker?
He's dead.
T.J. Yeldon? Is he a good pickup?
Because Fournette's always suspended or hurt.
Does Mercedes Lewis still play there? No?
No, really nothing.
Yeah, you're really right. Then that's why this is such a great game, because now people don't have to panic with lineup decisions on Thursday. They can just go, you know what, let's just see how everything goes. Yeah.
This is not, honestly, of all the games ever that deciding the final week of fantasy football, this is the least interest. And it's on Thursday night, where people would actually watch and get their fantasy weekend start. Not this one, Jacksonville at Tennessee. But there are some interesting games. Dell, my sports map article today is, I told you so, about this Texans team a month ago. Okay, it was a month ago this week that I wrote, it was the halfway point. And I said that they would have a bye. Actually, I said that they would have the number one seed. Kansas City has to lose twice, but the Patriots have to lose once. The Patriots only have left this week at Miami and next week at Pittsburgh, because they have the Jets and Bills at home after that. So that's it. You've got two chances. Do you honestly believe that your team can beat this Patriots team?
I don't believe that the Dolphins can ever beat the Patriots, but they're at home, and that's they generally give them trouble. And I think Tom Brady is 1-5 in December in Miami. So I don't ever think they can win, and they somehow find a way to get it done in Miami in this month.
Do you know how much?
Because of all the history, yes, I do believe they have a shot.
You know how much your team could help the Texans this week?
I don't really care. The Dolphins have their own slim play. Actually, a Baltimore loss, and they would be the front runner to make the play. Not the front runner, but they would take over the sixth spot. So
yeah,
that's what they're looking for.
Yeah. You're looking for a little playoff berth, you know, a little building block, you know, or just another week wasted watching their team.
I mean, I'm not gonna lock in on it, because why would I do that? I'm not gonna sit down and watch the game. But if they win it, I mean, that would make them 13-8 when Tannehill and Gase are together. So they don't have a bad record when they're together. Just that they're never together because the dude's always hurt.
Yep.
But yeah, there's a real shot for them to win the game. Because for whatever reason, Tom Brady becomes Brock Osweiler when he goes down there.
We just got to start.
He does not become Brock Osweiler. Nobody becomes Brock Osweiler.
9 TDs and 10 interceptions.
Did you hear what he just said?
Have you seen this in December in Miami in his career? Ooh. 9 TDs, 10 interceptions. He becomes Brock Osweiler when he goes down there.
Brock Osweiler.
That's gross.
That is kind of Brock Osweiler.
And the Texans can't lose to the Dolphins.
No, they beat
their ass. Beat
them.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, right. Like ever in history.
No, they lost once.
That's
why Lamar Miller's now a Texan, because he was part of a decimation of the Texans.
So my sports map article this morning, which will come out in a little bit as soon as Fred stops being lazy. So my sports map article this morning, I tried to find a signature win for Bill O'Brien.
So the definition of a signature win typically leads to something big. Like a signature win is a turning point.
Or it's just
win.
It's a meaningful win.
It's hard to find signature wins.
Well, he did win. We won the AFC South. We were 9-7, won the AFC South. Okay.
All right. So the best wins then?
Yeah. Yeah. Name them.
I'd have to go back and look at the schedule. I'm sure there's some that you say, oh, that was a
well, really remember good win. The Red Rifle game when they went to Cincinnati? Cincinnati was 8-0. Monday Night Football beat them 10-6.
Oh, that was a signature game? That was gross.
Dude, go find them. Go find all these signature. I mean, honestly.
Well, wait. Was that the... No, that wasn't the Deshaun. I would say...
No, that was T.J. Yates and Brian Hoyer.
No.
Combined for 10. But remember after the game when J.J. Watt said, well, we knew we could slow down the Red Rifle, and then he had to apologize for calling him the Red Rifle because of Christmas Story. You remember that? You don't remember that game?
Because of Christmas Story.
Yeah. Remember he got the Red Rifle?
Was a Red Ryder BB gun. It wasn't Red Rifle. It's called Red Ryder, and it's a BB gun.
He called him the Red Rifle, didn't he? Yeah, he called him the Red Rifle.
Well, no, he probably had to apologize because of gun violence. Or maybe making fun of someone's hair
well,
color.
Well, no, he did make...
And it was offensive? Yeah.
Right.
Hello? Yes?
Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. Yeah, I think J.J.
I'm offended that anyone calls him the Red Rifle.
Well, he is got red hair.
I got your game for you.
Who?
Last year, in the win against the New England Patriots. That was huge. Deshaun went on a road, put a bunch of points on him. It was monstrous. That's the signature win.
Yeah, no, they didn't beat him.
Well,
no, remember that? They didn't beat him.
Well, then in Seattle, when Deshaun, offensively, they were just crushing Seattle down the field, up and down, late touchdown by Deshaun Watson. I would say that would be the signature.
Yeah, JJ said our goal was to come out here and make the Red Rifle look like a Red Ryder BB gun, and I think we did that. So that was the quote. So, but they didn't. Seattle, just so you know, they didn't beat they didn't beat the Patriots.
No, but Seattle. In the Seattle game, Deshaun went up and down the field.
Yeah, they lost that
they
game.
They scored.
Yeah, they lost.
The Seattle game they lost?
And I'm pretty sure.
Those are the signature.
No,
he didn't win, and I think that people point to that game as where Deshaun, kind of hurt his ACL.
Yeah, remember? That was that signature game.
I call that the game. Good news. I call that the bad news after the World Series.
Well, actually, the signature game last year was the 57 they put on the Titans.
Yeah. The signature game really was New England because it came out of nowhere. Deshaun had just started.
I said signature win.
That's the problem. The biggest signature game is a loss.
Right.
But the Titans, probably right. That's the one
one that you said, holy crap. But signature win is a win over a really, really good football team. They beat the Chiefs.
Playoff team.
Well, that season, the Cincinnati Bengals finished 12-4. They lost in the playoffs in the first round because that's what they do. But they did beat a team that was 12-4. The year before, you'll remember the Chiefs came in here in week two and they beat them 19-12, and the Chiefs went on to finish 12-4 as well. And it was the week two of the football season. So right. These are his best wins. It's hard to find Bill O'Brien's best wins because it's always Cincinnati, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Cincinnati, Jacksonville. It seems like they play. The only wins he has are the same ones.
Do they ever play the Steelers? How many games have they played the Steelers with Bill O'Brien? They did that
once.
The first year, remember when Jadeveon Clowney was hurt? They played on like a Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
And they got beat. Do they ever play Steelers?
They play them every 3 years.
Yeah.
Every 3 years they play the Steelers.
But you don't have those games. You don't have games against, many games against the Packers. I'm talking about headline teams.
No, just one went up there, remember, and lost.
Yeah, not the headline teams. What about the win over the Cowboys?
That was this year's.
Is that a signature win?
Yeah, it looks like one now. That's a pretty good football team.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, sure didn't look like it at that time. And neither quarterback played well. It was not a well-played game offensively.
No, and I made that point. At that time, it didn't look like either team.
There was no Amari Cooper at that time. Jason Garrett was still assuming that there was a pitch count on Ezekiel Elliott. Like, I can only get him the ball 14 times a game.
Right.
It's in his contract. It's not in his contract. I can just give it to him whenever. Guess we'll start getting more wins now.
You guys are talking about actual wins and losses. That's a signature game because Deshaun survived the near-death experience.
Yes.
That is
game,
true.
Deshaun almost had his entire chest caved in.
Yeah.
And since then, Deshaun doesn't run as much. And wisely.
Yeah, but last game, he was, again, taking more hits than necessary.
It wasn't because he was running out of the pocket and going headfirst into three guys. But did you see what Bill O'Brien was asked again yesterday? This is coming up a lot. Bill, do you change the way you call plays based on Deshaun's health? And he's like, well, yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get
him
murdered.
You're not going
to
run the triple option with him.
Not trying to get him murdered.
Right. I'm not going to when he has no chest cavity, you're not going to run the triple option.
No.
Right?
That's not typically
what
you want.
That's not what you do. That's not what we're going to try to do here. But that was difficult to find. I had to go through his whole history of Bill O'Brien's years here, and it's like, what the hell?
Yep.
It's every year it's the same wins. It's Jacksonville and Tennessee and
A return member of the Glory Boys has a suggestion. His biggest win is his contract extension.
It kind of is. It really kind of is.
That's a signature
his
win.
His signature win is getting a contract extension after four
after
wins.
Four.
And in fact, there was a
signature. Well, no, his signature win was over Rick Smith.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
That's a signature win.
But the contract extension actually required a signature.
Well,
dad joke.
That's dad. To play the dad joke for you.
No, I already called myself out. I don't have to play it.
You have to play it. No, do dad joke.
Well, there it is.
Down with a dad joke.
Why don't you talk right now? And 713-780-3776. Since there's very little to talk about, you can come in and whatever.
Yeah.
But one of the points of my story was, is really, and I asked my buddy this too. I said, why don't you believe in the Texans? And he thought for a minute and he goes, Bill O'Brien. That's it.
It's the only answer people have.
That's it.
You know, my answer is actually less Bill O'Brien and more I don't trust the consistency of the offense, and I don't trust the back end in terms of coverage, man-to-man coverage from cornerbacks. I've got like real football concerns and questions, but I do recognize that most people are just going to say Bill O'Brien.
Mine are less because I have seen them. I've seen J. Joe play pretty well. Kareem play pretty well this year. Colvin's back. I've seen them play actually pretty well. I've seen them get after the quarterback.
Against good offenses, though? That's the thing. Not really.
Well, we haven't seen them against any good offenses. Look at the quarterbacks they played this year.
I know.
I don't know.
Right.
I mean, but they can get after the quarterback. That's my point. They can.
Yeah, they can. They can. You really should believe in them more than you probably do for a 9-win team. Like I don't have any misconceptions about what they are at 9 wins, but it doesn't make it less enjoyable. It's more fun following the Texans right now than it was early in the season when it was juiceless.
Well, there's no excitement. Well, yes, I know. Yes.
Yeah. So I
and
mean,
yet and yet this fan base is not. We get a couple calls. I'm telling you, that Monday night game, which was a big game in the division. And it's on Monday night, and the stadium was empty. I'm like, what the hell? What is going on here? This team's won 7 in a row.
No phone calls.
None.
No nothing.
Yeah. Maybe like, two. Maybe three. Maybe a day. Maybe. It's ridiculous. All right. Why don't you talk about Craig DeServe? Because he's not ridiculous.
No, not at all. The cookies with Santa, the big thing on Saturday, is going down at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's if you head down to Angleton, they are going to take care of you. And this is really, really great. They've got Santa coming in, and you'll be able to experience with your kids, experience Santa Claus. They've got cookies with Santa. They've got cookie decorating. They've got letters to Santa. This is going to be a really, really cool thing for the kids to experience. And if you don't want to wait in long lines at the mall for a trip to see Santa Claus and deal with all the mall traffic, why don't you just head down to Angleton? It's going to be a 40 to 45 minute drive for you, but it's going to be worth it because you'll get in quickly. You will get to see Santa quickly. You'll get to do a lot of fun activities. It's not just one picture and they shoo you away or have somebody tell you, you'll shoot your eye out. Have Santa Claus tell you that, which you don't want to hear that if you're a kid when you're talking to Santa about a Christmas present you want, even if it is the Red Ryder BB gun. So all I know is that when you head down to make the kids happy, on the Cookies with Santa, this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., check out the great vehicles in stock. Check out the 0% financing on the Yukon and Yukon extended bodies from the GMC side. Check out the amazing Buick Enclave, which has a sporty design for a crossover vehicle and really handles exceptionally well. How about the Chevy Traverse, which is what I'm driving? Love this SUV. I mean, the crossover, I think it's the best on the market. And, of course, iconic pickup trucks and SUVs are waiting for you as well. And if you're looking for a starter car for the boy or girl in your life who is maybe headed off to college and you want to get them that car, maybe they're turning 16, 18, whatever the case may be, they've got them waiting for you as well. Better trade-in value, lower prices, and a huge selection. Check them out for yourself at LanceZCars.com. And don't miss, Santa Claus is going to be there this Saturday from 11 to 1.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's go. Let's talk about your Texans. I know we're not this. There's a station here in the city that I don't think that they've gone a segment over the last, 2.5 years without talking about the Texans. But it sure would be, and we certainly don't want to do that, but it certainly would be nice to talk about them when they've won 9 straight games. Goodness gracious.
Maybe we would get more people calling about the Texans if we gave someone like a Brock Osweiler jersey of shame. Like, if I guess if they screw up or say something wrong, you wear a Brock Osweiler
jersey. You have to wear a Brock Osweiler jersey? I mean, like, I see tweets. Who's our trade guy that Paul? Is it?
Jeff.
Jeff.
Trader Jeff.
Trader Jeff.
Because I see that happen at that station who never stops talking about the Texans. Like, I guess if you do something stupid, you have to wear a Brock Osweiler jersey of shame.
You do? That's what they do over there?
I think so.
I think that's not bad.
It wouldn't be a bit.
It's not a bad idea.
No. Or, yeah, if you're like the idiot host of the month.
You wear a Carmelo jersey. We can't just duplicate what they do. We just put on a Carmelo jersey. Somebody bought our Rockets Carmelo jersey. We just take it from them, and you get to wear it.
Who bought that? No one.
We got plenty of Syracuse people.
What number?
What number was Carmelo?
It's Jordan.
I mean,
he's a Melo guy.
He probably bought a Michael Carter Williams jersey, too.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of Syracuse people in this city, sports radio people or otherwise, who probably bought a Carmelo Rockets
jersey. Do you think Charlie has one?
No.
Do you think Brian Barrett, he's got one?
No chance.
Now
he's not a Rockets fan.
Now you're talking about people who literally zero listeners know.
Yeah.
You're talking to Raheel. I don't even know who Brian Barrett is.
He works here.
He's got a show on the other side. Meet the team.
Yeah, how about you introduce yourself?
Yeah, how about you stop being such a hard Brian Barrett.
And it's weird you're drawing a line at Brian Barrett when you let all the other hosts like use you for anything for everything.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I'm surprised you're not on his show.
Yeah.
You really are whoring yourself to every other show.
That's in my contract.
You would be a dumpster. I can't use the word that goes with that.
That's in my contract. That's in my contract.
Dumpster fire?
I'm contractually obligated.
Oh, it's a word before dumpster?
I'm contractually obligated to be on these shows.
Are you?
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't use me all the time. But
I got a pretty good question. I got a pretty good question for both of you on the other side. But let's get John in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, John?
Hey, guys. How y'all this morning?
Doing good, John.
So I got a question. Everybody wants to hate on Bill O'Brien and the Texans. And everyone, y'all sitting there talking about how all his wins come from Tennessee, Jacksonville, Colts. Well, he plays them twice a year. Of course, majority of wins when he's winning are going to come from that pool of teams. But on the other side, no one ever wants to talk or throw shade on the Patriots, the Belichick, and how all their wins come from the Jets, the Bills, the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Other just horrible.
But then they beat other teams.
That's not true,
but then
though,
they
John.
They win Super Bowls.
Yeah, they go to the Super Bowl, so they're beating really good teams like the Steelers in Pittsburgh. I mean, you don't go to 8 Super Bowls and not beat good teams.
I also understand we don't have the Super Bowls. Belichick also didn't have the Super Bowl till he had Brady. I mean, now that Belichick has D4, Deshaun Watson, I mean, let's give the guy a chance and let's see where it goes.
Well, no. That is true. I mean, you're not going to get there with Hoyer and Mallett and all the and Savage and all
everything
that stuff.
Else, yeah.
But they did. Now they've got absolutely. You have to have a good quarterback to go to. Yes. That there is no question. But there are other teams like the Falcons that have had and all of these quarterbacks that really good quarterbacks that don't get there. The Patriots are in a different world. Granted, they do play in the easiest division. How about that they have the best record, and yet they played the easiest schedule this year? Usually when you play a number one schedule, a division-winning schedule, you're going to have a tough schedule. Not so with the Patriots. They had the easiest because they've got the Jets and the Bills and the Dolphins.
Well, doesn't help that the Jaguars, who was a first-place team, I know they were number one before. They had an easy schedule before the teams actually started playing.
Yeah.
The Jaguars were supposed to be one of the good teams.
Right.
And they stink.
Yeah, right.
And the Texans replaced the Jaguars. So sometimes it balances
out. The Patriots division that they played this year was the Texans division, the AFC South. So that was pretty easy. That made it pretty easy. And also, who are you guys playing in the NFC?
NFC North.
NFC North. The Lions, that's
Lions,
right.
Packers.
Lions, Packers, Bears.
And the Bears. So that's a tough division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they turned into a pretty good division with the Bears stepping up. But, listen, that's a tough sell, John. We get it that they get those teams, but they do beat really, really good teams over the years. How many times did they beat Peyton Manning? Over the years, how many times did they beat Ben Roethlisberger?
I think what the – and look, the Texans don't have loads of wins against – the interdivision teams. Like they have done well. Like Jacksonville is just, this is a recent thing. This is a recent phenomenon for them. They got slaughtered last year. I mean, slaughtered. So, I don't know that the Texans haven't had great records or whatever. There's really no denying a lot of this with Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien has had 1.5 seasons of Deshaun Watson. When Deshaun Watson plays, the Texans win. I mean, they were 3-3 last year, and relative to their record of 1-9 without Deshaun Watson last year, that's kind of a big deal. I guess 6 starts. I'm talking about non-starts. This year, when Deshaun Watson starts, they're 9-3. Like, you know, you're Bill O'Brien with Deshaun Watson starting is 12-6. 18 games with him starting, he's 12-6. That's pretty damn good. It's the equivalent of, let's just call it an 11-5 season.
And it could be better.
Yeah.
It could be.
It could. I mean, there's near misses. I mean, I some of it is evened out. You've had some wins.
Yeah, with that Deshaun, you should have had. Right.
So it's probably evened out.
Right.
But to John's point, Bill Belichick got a lot. Go check Bill Belichick without dating back to Cleveland. Go check his record without Tom Brady.
Well,
and it's not as good.
They were 11-5 with Castle.
Yeah, but now uses Cleveland days.
Yeah,
too.
Cleveland.
They made the playoffs once, and they were expected to be good the next year. But then the whole "we're moving to Baltimore" thing came down. It kind of separated their
entire
season.
They went terrible.
And
they were terrible. That was actually something I didn't recall until I watched the 30 for 30. I didn't remember that Cleveland was actually decent the year before they just went in a tank. And then it was such a bad season that it totally tarnished Bill Belichick's, for whatever reason, people's perception of, this is how quick we turn on people. Even then, it was early 90s?
Early to mid 90s?
Yeah, it was early 90s. That's how quickly that people turned on Bill Belichick. They were like, oh my God, this guy sucks. Yeah. What a terrible
and that
head coach.
Staff?
Oh, it was a tremendous staff.
It was unbelievable.
Tremendous staff. But everyone just turned on him just like that. Look, you're as good probably as your quarterback. You're never going to – there's coaches doing an incredible job with average quarterbacks. Incredible jobs with average quarterbacks. But fans are never going to give them credit. People inside the business may. But if you're winning with an average to below average quarterback, like Harbaugh has done a pretty great job of winning with Joe Flacco. If you really want to know the truth, Joe Flacco had a run in the playoffs, and that was pretty much it. He had one other really good season, Other than that, Joe Flacco hasn't done anything for the Baltimore Ravens relative to winning at a high level.
Well,
Harbaugh's success is actually pretty amazing.
That is really saying something if you can win without, like, that you won it all.
Who wins without good
Jacksonville? Jacksonville. But you have to have an unbelievable Baltimore, 2000 Baltimore team, the old Bears teams. They won with below average quarterbacks, but it was all about their defense. You just have to be spectacular either at quarterback or on defense. There's no in between.
Yeah, you have to. Right. Coming up next, we've got a big call coming from Grant. You guys know Grant. He is one of our best callers. I don't know that we've ever had him on the show, but there's a lot of anticipation building because he wants to talk about DW4.
Wow. So tomorrow I'm going to be a bounty at Prime.
Yeah, Prime Social. I would love to be, but I've got a rehearsal dinner to get to. But that's going to...
You and Rose?
Well, she has not responded to...
Oh.
Yeah, if you missed yesterday, I've got
you just missed it. Never mind.
A direct
message. Anyway, so Prime Social, we've got tomorrow I'm going to be a bounty, so we want you to come and win that. Somebody took that $100 last week from me, and I really didn't put up a fight, if you want to know the truth. That was embarrassing. Here's the deal. The Friday tournaments are awesome. They're unbelievable. There's like it got up to, I forget how much, it was ridiculous how much money was in the pot. There were 60 players, I think. Every Friday has been just spectacular. So if you're looking for a great tournament at noon, and then next week, Saturday, the 2:00, it's the St. Arnold's. St. Arnold's has their
Tap Takeover.
The Tap Takeover.
Yep.
And they have their reserve, their limited edition reserve.
Lawnmower. They got all, they're playing the hits.
Yeah.
These are really good beers.
This is the DR15. Mm-hmm. So this has been sitting in their cellar since 2015. And they're breaking it out.
Is it
for
like wine?
Prime. It is. They aged it like Prime.
Okay.
Like wine. So this is going to be broken out on the 15th. You get in for free because you get a free membership on that day. Plus, we're going to watch the Texans, and you don't have to play in the tournament. Just come. Just come see Prime.
Yeah, you can come enjoy it for yourself. It's a beautiful atmosphere. The food's great. You could sit at a bar. You could actually watch games. There's TVs all around the place, big screen TVs. Watch games if you want to. Bring your wife in. Bring your girlfriend in. You and your boys come in. Have some drinks. Have some food. Enjoy the atmosphere. Or if you want to, just get into a tournament. Get into a cash game. For more information, go to the website, primesocialtx.com, or head by 7801 Westheimer right there. It's just right down the street from Hillcroft and between Hillcroft and Fondren. You're going to find valet parking, dedicated parking. You'll have security waiting there, and you will have a great spot to go enjoy yourself and always relax, unless you catch aces and you're worried about them getting your aces cracked at primesocialtx.com.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Yeah, big week. We got tomorrow and next Friday, obviously. But every day you can go to Prime and get the job done. But next Saturday is going to be huge, especially for all you beer nerds. The St. Arnold's Limited Reserve release is just huge. There's like lines around the block for this thing at St. Arnold's. So it's going to be a Prime. So you got to get there. Prime Social. Let's go. Grant is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Grant?
Hey, what's up, guys? Real quick question. I know that Deshaun Watson isn't going to win any MVP awards, but in the classic sense of the term MVP, like most indispensable person to the team, like he's got to be in the top three, right?
Of the league? It's so hard to say.
Yeah, I mean, look at Andrew Luck and the difference between the Colts with him and without him.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I'll more put wins. Luck in there too, but Watson is, I mean, you take Watson away from the Texans, and I mean, we don't even have a serviceable backup.
When you take Roethlisberger away from the Steelers. You,
yeah, you ever get drafted?
Don't start the Brandon Whedon train going.
Do you ever get drafted in the first round of the Major League, the NFL draft, and the second round of the Major League draft? And you ever play on the Oklahoma State golf team? Yeah, that's our backup. Pretty good. Pretty damn good.
Gross. He's 36 years old.
So what?
Is he 38?
Brandon Whedon. You ever go to Indianapolis and win a football game? Because no, the Texans had never done that before Brandon Whedon. Okay.
Hadn't they?
No.
Had they not?
Had they not? They had not.
You know, that whole thing that what would happen if you took Deshaun, what would happen if you took any great player away, from any great quarterback away from any team? They're pretty much all going to go in a tank for the most part. Most of them will. I'm sure the Saints, I wonder what the Saints would do if it was just Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, but he's a pretty serviceable backup.
We'll find out when he's got to win games.
Yeah, right.
Because if he doesn't win games, like... Because ultimately, now, the Texans had no
Well, look at the Bears.
No chance
of winning
last year.
I mean, they've been okay with Chase. I mean,
yeah, I think Chase is a good
one
backup.
1-1, Chase won him a football game.
I would never say Mitchell Trubisky was an MVP candidate, like in that sense of the.
But
I mean,
he's changed.
They're also very good.
You know what? Well, they're really good defensively.
Were they 1-1 since Trubisky's been out?
But Mitchell Trubisky, hey, listen, a good quarterback like Mitchell Trubisky or Deshaun, or they give you hope.
Yeah,
you know what? And everybody plays better. The defense plays better. Well, we're picking up Khalil.
Now I do. I do believe. Now the defense would help the Texans out, but I do believe that the Texans would be in tremendous trouble if Deshaun was out. I don't think they'd win.
Oh no,
they'd only win.
It would be horrible.
Yeah, they'd win like 30% of their games at most. At most. So yeah, but there's quite a few quarterbacks like that. I would say that's the case in Green Bay. I would say that's although
what are they winning in Green Bay
relative to the record? Yeah, it's you know
you can
make
lose
that
games
argument.
Without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you can make that argument.
Yeah,
the top teams you take away Pat Mahomes probably, Jared Goff. I mean, you got to go to the best.
Except the Chiefs
teams.
Last year were a good football team. They were a playoff team.
But who do they have now?
Well, right. Tyler no. Bray I know or? That, but you know, but the transition has, I mean, they were a good football team before Pat Mahomes took over. Now they're a good football team.
Now they're a great offense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a different level. Yeah, there's no question.
It's a lot different.
Well, look at Washington now without Alex Smith. They have chances to win football games. Now they don't have a chance to win a football game.
But they don't. Well, I don't know. Colt McCoy maybe gave him a chance.
Yeah, how's that?
Mark Sanchez isn't going to give him a chance.
They're
on Mark Sanchez now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I wouldn't put Alex Smith in that MVP category. They weren't playing great football either.
No. I'm not putting him. I'm just saying you lose your quarterback.
Yeah.
Guess what?
You're not as good. And I do think Deshaun Watson in his career, I'd love to make a prop bet Deshaun Watson will win an MVP, won't win an MVP. I'd like to see what the numbers. He'd be an underdog. I mean, most guys are going to be underdogs to win an MVP. You got a bunch of guys to compete against. But I'd take a shot with Deshaun Watson on a futures ticket at 5-1.
Oh yeah,
win an MVP. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he can score in a couple. He can score with his feet. He can score with his arm. He's got a team that has a chance to win. He's got personality. Like Deshaun Watson, actually, if you said top. Here's a list of 10 guys who could win an MVP over the next 5 years. Deshaun Watson is in that top 10.
Oh, absolutely. 10. But look at the Steelers when they lost Ben. God, they were awful.
Yeah.
And the Patriots, they did. And I did. Boy, this argument. I'm a firm believer that, you know, as great as Belichick has been, this is about Tom Brady. Yeah, well, when he wasn't there, yeah, great. How long were you going to sustain that?
Everybody makes that argument. Matt Castle.
Yeah.
That argument, you're exactly. It was not going to be sustainable. It never is.
And when, oh my God, I had a guy who was just killing me, and I just had to say, dude, block. Just, I can't take you anymore. When the Texans lost to Jacoby Brissett, and it was like, you see, look at this. And then the next week, they got their ass handed to him.
What was
the Patriots got their ass handed to him. Well, it's Belichick. Oh, yeah. It's Belichick. Look at Jacoby Brissett just beat the Texans 24-0. Yeah, right. Look at it. It's all Belichick. I told you. Yeah, and then they got their ass handed to him the next week. Go ahead. See how good this team, or you will never know, but how good they would have been. But Tom Brady, to me, is without a doubt the reason that they have been so great. And to me, it's silly because we saw Bill Belichick in Cleveland without a quarterback. And guess what happened? They weren't very. You can't win in this league except, again, every decade or so. You have such a great defensive team, the Tampa team with Doug Johnson that won, the Ravens team. Pardon me?
Brad Johnson.
Yep.
The Ravens team in 2000 that won with Ray Lewis and Trent Dilfer a quarterback. The Bears when they won. Jim McMahon was an average quarterback. But they were winning with Steve Fuller. I mean, those were unbelievable defenses. And those are the exceptions to the rule. Otherwise, you got to have that quarterback. You got to have that quarterback play.
Why you take chances on getting it. That's why you draft them. That's why teams draft them earlier than they should. That's why teams trade into the top 10. They give away multiple first round picks because if you hit it, then half the battle is completed.
An agent weighed in on franchise tags, and this is directly related to our Houston Texans. So let's talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I got to talk about brushing my teeth. I think about this all the time, and I do think about you guys and how bad I feel for you guys when I'm brushing my teeth. That's right. I'm brushing my teeth. You guys are, I don't even know if you brush your teeth in the morning.
I do. I brush my teeth.
I'm not sure about it. Anyway, you don't have the Quip toothbrush, so you're doing it wrong. All right. And you're not doing it long enough. And you actually haven't been learned about the basics of brushing your teeth. You don't know.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
That's right. I used to do that. That was the former me. Now the new me knows how to brush my teeth. That's right. I know how to brush my teeth. You guys, not so much. So I'm worried about your teeth. But here's the thing. You can fix that with one click on your website. Getquip.com/ESPN975. $25 toothbrush that will save your life because I don't know what's going on with your teeth. You might get some bacteria or something in there and die. I don't know. What I do know is that I won't. because I have my Quip toothbrush. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. The initial investment is just $25. After that, $5 every 3 months. The first 3 months is free. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. 20,000 dentists aren't wrong. This is a great stocking stuffer. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. You claim that you're rich, that's a false claim. I'll be straight to the whip, no baggage claim. Yeah. To all the then $100 billers.
For real, you ain't got no feelings. Feelings. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
749 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. There is an agent that apparently, well, Joel Corey from CBS.
Well, he's, he does a cap. He's the cap specialist. Right. Used to be with the team.
Right. So he is taking a look at all the different 2019 franchise tags.
Yeah.
And number one guy that he's got is Jadeveon.
JD, yep.
DeMarcus Lawrence, mm-hmm. is there. Jadeveon Clowney, D. Ford, Landon Collins, Frank Clark, after his problems that he would be franchised is interesting. Steven Gostkowski and Grady Jarrett are the guys that
The franchise is just a mode of hanging on to somebody for short term. Maybe you want to do that as opposed to giving them a long term deal.
Yeah, right. But you're also giving them max dollars. The defensive end franchise tag is projected to be 17.291. Is he a linebacker or defensive end?
He's an end.
Well,
he's mostly
really
on the ground,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know.
He's on the end. I mean, he's not a linebacker. That's all been blurred. They really have to change that to edge.
Right.
The edge player is the same as a defensive end or pass rusher.
He's an edge player. They could say you're actually our Will.
He plays an even front edge. So they need to change it quickly. I mean, this is really not even hard. They really have to, in the offseason, because of the hybrid nature.
Well, what
fronts,
would JJ be?
JJ would be an end. Well, that's the argument. JJ plays defensive end.
Yeah.
He's an end. JJ wants to play defensive end.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to play tackle.
No,
then he gets
right.
Pounded
but
on.
Right. He actually does play some inside as opposed to a four-man front where you're outside.
But not much. Even in a four-man front,
he used to
mostly
be inside a lot more.
He did. Yeah. Now he's pretty much just a 4-3
end. Right.
Because he doesn't like
doubled. They got more four-man front looks anyway. I mean,
yeah. Over 65%, 70% are even fronts.
So anyway, so it's a 17.291. I agree with you. I think that you do franchise Jadeveon. It's a big number. But you find out whether or not he's going to be. Now, it's going to cost you in the long run. I mean, you're starting at 17. Actually, you're starting at 120% of that the following contract. If I'm him, I don't want to be franchised because I want to get that long-term guaranteed money. But this is where we're starting now, and in negotiations with the Texans, and that's a lot of money for a guy that, well. I don't know. What do we think of? Is he an elite defensive end in the NFL?
League personnel believe so. But I still struggle with his lack of relative sack production.
I mean, I think what the problem with Jadeveon is, kind of.
It's not as consistent as you want, but he has big impacts on games.
Yeah.
Like, there are moments where he can dominate a game. It's just, it doesn't always, it's not consistent.
No, right.
And his numbers are not commensurate with with that of a high, now his tackle for loss numbers really like his run stopping stuff, but as a pass rusher,
and he's the numbers, a lot better at that than I ever thought he would.
Oh, he's tremendous. Yeah. His pass rush numbers though are not going to be the equivalent of the highest dollar guys out there. But what else are you going to do? I'm not calling it a Chris Paul signing, but I do think as soon as you sign, like the same thing, I felt like this with Chris Paul. 4 years, $40 million, and I immediately felt like,
the difference, though, is his age. I mean,
yeah, but he has also had injury stuff in the past.
Right.
And I worry a little bit. It's probably unfair, but I worry
he's
a little bit.
He's been playing.
When you give him a five-year deal, I worry a little bit, or probably four. He may have an opt-out, five with a fourth-year opt-out. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know how they'll structure it. I worry a little bit about will he put the same effort in that he needs to once he gets paid? Will he be healthy once he gets paid? It's a little bit of a concern. Maybe, hopefully not accurately. Hopefully it's unjustified. But I'm a little concerned. He didn't practice most of the time leading up to camp. I know what his history was at South Carolina. It's a little bit of a concern for me. Once he gets paid, what will he do once he gets the big high dollar contract? Will he be,
he's proven that his motor, I worried that he'd be Mario Williams, and he's not.
His motor's great.
And now he's still obviously playing for that huge contract. Will it change? I doubt it. He's a high motor. And oh, by the way, it's unfair to say he's going to be injured. He hasn't been.
In the last couple of years, he's been healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really
first two, he wasn't.
Right. But it's really unfair to say that now because he has been able to stay on the field.
Well, is it unfair to say that a guy who had injury issues dating back to college for three straight years might, and who wasn't, by the way, couldn't practice in camp because of injury issues, that it might not be a concern starting at year, what is this? This is year five right now.
Yeah,
so starting at year six, seven, eight, really? There's no concerns that you think that's unfair that injuries could be a concern?
I do think it's unfair.
Okay.
I do think it's unfair because he's missed in the last, now actually, he played in 13, in the second year, he played in 13 games, 14, 16, and he's played in all 11 this year. I think it is unfair.
Okay. It might be. It might be. I'm just being honest that I'm just curious what happens when he gets the big guarantee.
Yeah.
Is he locked in? I don't really care, honestly, if he's everyone sees him all the time at Golden Nugget shooting craps all the time.
As long as it doesn't
impact his workouts and his
if he likes to gamble his money,
character.
I don't give a rat's. That's exactly. His money.
I must get a thousand pictures. Everyone, look who's at the craps table. I know it's clowning.
Why are you craps watching?
You.
Stop craps watching. Okay? That dude wants to play craps. All right, we got to take a break. Jake Spavital is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk some college football with the new head coach at Texas State right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelers. KleinsJewelry.com, KleinsJewelry.com. Get to his website and see for yourself. He is, it is unbelievable what Mark is doing over at Klein's Jewelry. He is spectacular. No matter what it is that you're looking for, you're going to get it at a better price. I don't know. He goes to Vegas and he buys the diamonds and he does an unbelievable job. But the thing is this, is that he's a jewelry store that actually, and a manufacturer in a retail store. And we always talk about this. It's so much better to buy direct, right? Factory direct. And that's exactly what you're doing here. You're buying it from the manufacturer because he'll make it in the back. And even if it's a name brand, whatever that name brand is, he can duplicate it and make it exact and make it exactly the same because that's what he does every single day. 832-316-1388. This holiday, you have got to get to Klein's and get her what she wants and do it at a better price. You go somewhere else and you're spending more. I'm telling you right now, don't you want to get this for her and yet spend less money? Of course you do. Whatever watch, whatever pendant, whatever bracelet, whatever diamond, whatever it is, you're going to get it at a better price. We're going to be there for Jen on December 21st for the Christmas party. Pick up your Christmas present for her then. Get there now. order it and pick it up on December 21st. It's all at Westheimer and Fountain View, 5868 Westheimer, KleinsJewelry.com. Give them a call, 832-316-1388.
ESPN 97.5.